Christians do a terrible job of making marriages valuable. The way we treat our spouses, terrible. The way we talk about our spouses, terrible. And we wonder why people are like, I'm not getting married.
Hello, my name is Mrs. Melanin.
And I'm Belief Mel.
And we're here with episode 212 of
How Married Are You? Okay, my name Belief. This is Yvette. We married 13 years. Live in California. We got 4 kids. Relationships scary, very necessary. We share our love of struggles. We ask, how married are you? Every Tuesday and Thursday, shawty. If you're listening, you're in the wedding party. It's okay if you want to put your hands up. You got the questions, we got the answers.
It's chocolate baby story time.
1, 2, 3, and...
You messed with the sign and I was moving in the background. You see that?
Yeah.
That's what I was looking at. I was confused.
That's okay.
I've been going first. You should go first.
Oh, okay. So, man, what else happened? Something happened? I'm trying to think what happened. But I got something in my mouth.
We've been playing this game. What's it called?
Boomerang Foo.
Boomerang Foo.
Yeah. You like rubbing on my face and all this stuff. You got me distracted.
Sorry. It looked like you had another gray hair that I hadn't seen. I was like, oh, shoot, it's coming in.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, Boomerang Foo. Yeah, we've been going live on the weekends. So if you haven't checked that out, Belief in Fatherhood, we're going live on the weekends. Just showing Fatherhood live. You know, we hanging out, doing stuff as a family. We started playing this game, Boomerang Foo, and I almost figured out how to do the split screen, so we're getting close. But, man, I'm having so much fun gaming with my kids. I always, you know, thought that playing video games was for children. But I know, and that's just my own belief, not anything I'm casting off anyone else. But, man, I'm having a lot of fun playing video games with the kids, man. That's just kind of like, and all of us can play.
There was a point you had said something like that, like you're waiting to get a game system until the kids are old enough to play. I remember you saying that back in the day.
Yeah.
So it's fun to see y'all having a good time because
you are playing too.
I know, but I be playing and that game in particular is very frustrating. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the game, but you basically have to like, everyone chooses a food that they are. And then you have to slice them in half to kill them. You're basically killing your kids.
Killing everybody.
But it seems like every time I'm like right there and I slice them, it doesn't slice. But you have to like turn around,
yeah.
Which makes sense. But trust me, it's not as like, it's not as obvious.
It's fun. It's very satisfying. It's a great sound. You know what I'm saying? It's really cool. I love it. I think it's a great game.
Yeah, the kids have been enjoying that. I have a chocolate baby story time. Oh, the other day I was not in a good mood and I kind of like, you know, I know myself, I'm solar powered. Right? So when the sun is out and I'm in the sun and I can feel the sun touching my skin, it's just beautiful. So I kind of like, I think it might have been around lunchtime with the kids or whatever, and I just went outside. And every time I go outside, I've noticed this. They follow me. They always follow me outside, no matter what. And if I get out there without them noticing, when they notice I'm outside, they all just come, no matter what. So, anywho, I went out there, and I was sitting in the hammock, hanging out, and then one by one, they came, and they were all over the place. I was like, let's take a picture. And so we took a picture, and then I've been doing this thing where I go from picture to video, and Glenn doesn't understand it. But it always happens. I feel like every time I do it, you're like, what's the point of that?
Oh, yeah.
I like, oh, it's a video. Because sometimes they start doing things and it's like, oh, I got that on camera. Anywho, I did that. And Anaya just started singing, I love my life. I love my life. Mm. I love my life. And then everyone started singing it with her. And it was just so beautiful. It was like a sweet reminder of, it doesn't take much for these kids to love their life. And as bad as a job I think I might be doing sometimes, we are not doing too bad of a job.
I don't know why you think you're doing a bad job. That's crazy.
I don't know. It's all the things.
Yeah. You're not doing a bad job. I'm not doing a bad job. You know, it's just not happening. You know what I mean? Like, anybody who's telling us we're doing a bad job don't got kids. Everybody with kids is like, you guys are killing it. We're all killing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and if they do have a kid and they think we're doing a bad job, it's usually because they have one. And they have the world figured out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not interested in the opinions of anybody else or myself if I have something negative to think. Because that inner bully be bossing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Stevon Lewis. Tells you to get rid of that inner bully. Yo, we are about to hop into an email. I have no idea what it's about, but I do know that moms need breaks and you gonna need a break, right? I know you feeling motherhood now. You got your resolutions all picked out and all that, and you're killing it, right? It's a month in. You're doing great. Good for you. But let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Come May, during Mother's Day, when you're supposed to be grateful to be a mother, right after Easter, you got them kids' new outfits and all them things, you're going to need a break. And so honor yourself. Take that break. Go to the Unplugged Retreat with my wife, Yvette. She is hosting in Arizona, beautiful, carefree Arizona, and an amazing place for you to refuel, spend time with yourself, spend time with your savior, you know what I mean? Like, restore, you know what I'm saying? So Yvette has been working on this thing for a while, and I know that some of you guys are like, oh man, maybe I can't afford it, but you will be able to afford it. And so this is not just a one-time thing. Get on Yvette's email list and, you know, even think about going with someone else. You know what I'm saying? You guys might be able to afford it together. You got a sister friend or somebody like that who's doing motherhood with you, or someone you know needs a break. Sponsor that person, send them away. Husbands, send your wife away, right? Mm-hmm. Just for a little bit, just a little bit of time to get refueled. You will not regret taking the time for that moment, right? And then come back fully restored for your family. And
Yeah, the ticket includes a credit voucher to eat at the restaurants. We'll be hosting a welcome dinner the night that you arrive and a Mother's Day brunch on that Sunday morning. You get a spa treatment. You get access to all the different classes. They have dancing classes. They have meditation. They have exercise classes. They have so many different arrays of mental health wellness and physical health wellness. They try to tend to the whole person. There's tennis courts, pickleball courts. There's hiking locations nearby. You get a bike. You could go explore Carefree Arizona.
Wow.
It includes so many things, y'all. And it has a beautiful pool. And if you don't want to do nothing, mind you, I would never take you somewhere. I'm going to take that back. I'm never going to say never. I have already experienced this place for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that you need it. It was one of those things where I went and I was like, oh, I got to bring more people back here to experience this. And so I really hope that you can make it. It's going to be a great time connecting with yourself, connecting with God, and connecting with other women in the most authentic, carefree way. So if you would love to join me, there are so many of the details on my website, YvetteHenry.com. And we will put the link in the bio as well. And yeah, y'all, join us.
Absolutely.
All right.
Did you say the date?
Oh, the retreat is May 10th through the 13th. That is Mother's Day weekend. That's a Friday through a Monday. You can check out earlier if you choose to, I guess, but it doesn't change the cost. So
but check this out. You take your mama.
Aww.
You and your mama go. You
that
and your mama
sweet.
Room together and go on a little. When's the last time you took your mama on a trip?
Mm.
Go with your mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, might be some healing going on too. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get it. Let's get this email. Oh, did we already tell them to like and
we
all that?
We did not. You need to like this video. Just go ahead and like it right now.
Like this
make
video.
Sure you're subscribed to our YouTube channel. If you are listening and you're not watching, make sure you go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. Because you know you've been here before, you back. It must be something bringing you back every week. You know what I'm saying? 2 times a week, mm-hmm. come back.
Yeah.
So please make sure you do all the things. Make sure you share this episode or some of your favorite episodes with your friends. That helps us a lot. Make sure you're showing up at 7 a.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays for the live premiere of the episodes. That helps also push us. Why are you giggling? Did I say it wrong?
No, you didn't say anything wrong. I'm thinking about Orlando Brown. And he goes, they're making us pay for food, water, grapes, apples, stuff that God gave us for free. You will burn in hell.
Why were you thinking about that?
I was just thinking about it, man. I just can't get that out of my head.
It's so random.
It is so funny.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what to do. We love you. Thank you so much for being here. You are our favorite, the wedding party. Yeah. All right. Let's get into this email. Hello. I hope this message finds you all well. A few days ago, I had listened to your most recent podcast where a woman had shared her story on how she had divorced her husband but still takes care of him. Amongst the struggles she faced within her marriage, Glenn had actually mentioned a few things that stuck with me. There's power in your story, and I think that people can benefit from hearing your story. I'm currently 21, a student. I'm not married and have no children, but I've always found the content that you guys put out to not only be healing, but something that has taught me many things throughout my life. Given that I grew up in a very dysfunctional environment, for some years now, I've questioned as to how the experiences God has brought me through and the talents he's given me could help others and bring him glory. I've had my go at content creation and did fairly well with it, but have more recently shifted my focus on my videography, video editing business. I have the tools and a rough idea as to what would need to happen in order to possibly rebrand my personal platforms. However, I still do live at home, and I'm not sure as to how some of my family would react to the content that would potentially be put out. If either of you have any advice at all on what you think should be done or any wisdom that can be shared in general, it would be greatly appreciated. Once again, thank you both so much for the content you share. It has truly impacted my life beyond measure. God bless.
Wow. Okay, so this is actually a belief in good meeting. Okay, this is the type of stuff we talk about in the belief in good meetings. And we just started them back up. So make sure you tap into beliefingood.org. Join the email list. These meetings, basically, I do kind of like, what would you call it? Professional development, Brandon? I would say professional development, where I'm teaching some of the lessons that I've learned and that I'm learning right now, which is going to save you a lot of pain in the future. You know what I mean? In decision making. And so what we do there is basically just good people who want to do good work, right? Mm-hmm. Good people doing good work. It's our nonprofit arm, and we're doing a lot of great work in there. We've done a lot of stuff in schools. We've done a lot of stuff for people trying to redo their homes. You know what I'm saying? We've helped out a lot of people in this genre of work that we've been doing, and I'm really excited to continue. So this is the type of stuff we talk about on Belief in Good. .org. So make sure you sign up. But let's go ahead and talk about it. Okay. I understand what you may be going through, because when you are, you have a story. And that story, most people feel like they only got that. That's the story they got. And nobody else is like them. Like, you know what I'm saying? But your story is tailor made to you, right? For you, because it's your experience, but it's, you also can reach a certain people, and not everybody is called to be a storyteller, but I don't believe that we are so called to keep quiet about what we have been through. It does nobody any good to be quiet, to be silent. Now, I understand loyalty and family and all that stuff going on. There are certain things that I'll say that people will react to and be like, yeah, a couple years ago you said this and it hurt me. And I'm like, well, I ain't say something a couple years ago. You know what I'm saying? And they're just like, yeah, because I don't want to mess up your paper. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, well, that's your fault. That's your problem. Mm-hmm. That's not my problem. Once it's my story, then it's mine. And I get to tell it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what the reason is to pretend that we're not all in pain or we're not all experiencing something that we're trying to work through. I think it not only benefits the culture we live in to have a little bit more understanding about where people are at or people are. It benefits our children. It also helps the people that came before us know why we make the decisions we make.
Hmm.
And so I'm
come before us or after us?
Before us, like parents.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it helps us know, like, hey, this is why I'm making this decision, right? Because otherwise they don't even know. My mother didn't know I was suicidal at 9.
Hmm.
She had no idea. Or, yeah, she didn't know then, and she didn't know about me at 19, like, ready to, you know, end my life. So when you get to that point, like, no one really understands exactly your experience. We just assume because people know us, they know what we think and they know how we feel. But they only know what we allow them to. And so there's value in sharing your pain. There's something about Black culture that really bugs me. You know what I'm saying? And this is why, respectfully, I don't listen to a lot of white thoughts about me. I don't listen to a lot of people who don't look like me. Like, I don't listen to a lot of, like, hey, when they judge me for the decisions I make and how we share our content. This is, like, big for me. They have a different perspective. And I know this is not all white people, because I know a lot of white people understand exactly what I'm talking about. And they have my exact same experience. You know what I'm saying? But they're just not Black. But there's something about our culture that feels like how we present ourselves is more valuable than who we actually are. And it's really a disservice to all the people around us. It's a disservice to our spouses. It's a disservice to our children, because we're actually teaching our children that it's okay for us to pretend and show up one way, but really live another. I think our parents, and this is as a millennial, I would say our parents as millennials, they don't necessarily show their hurt. They get past it and they don't talk about it. So now that I'm like, hey, I was hurt by this, they're like, bro, just move on from that. Right? But my hurt actually influences the way I make all my decisions. That hurt, I don't want to do that again. I'm not saying that. Hey, you know you can always tell me how you feel. No, I can't. You told me to speak when a child is spoken to my whole life. So how am I supposed to tell you how I feel?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense. I'm not speaking my mind. Well, for what? You're not even ready to hear that. You're not even trained. You haven't even trained yourself to hear my voice in a way that is acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we take that same messaging and we apply that to the rest of the world with our entire story and our entire life.
Mm.
So then we step into, I don't know, adulthood, and we treat everybody like we treated our parents, because we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But in any relationships, feelings are going to be hurt. And I understand the risk. So I'm not saying that I don't know what your story is, and I appreciate you for not saying anything, because it's none of my business. But if you're in a situation where you want to tell your story, but it's unfavorable to the people you live with, it might be good for you to honor those people while you're there and maybe ask questions, you know, do the research it takes. But I recognize, and this is why I don't play, and I could care less about what people think about me. And I say that knowing that I kind of care, but when I start to care, I start to think, how dare me, right? Like, how dare me consider another thought when they don't even, who knows what they think about themselves? You know what I'm saying? So, I almost lost my train of thought here. Yeah, somebody's on the other side of your situation wondering how you got through.
And that's what I was going to bring to the table. I think we often say we're not the example, we're the proof. And I recently found myself in conversations with people. I was talking to an older woman not too long ago at an event, and she was telling me her story. And she was telling me how, you know, I think it was when she graduated college, she ended up going overseas and to meet her husband who was in the military over there. But then when she got there, she found out that, like, he was living a whole life with another woman, one of the locals or whatever. And it changed the trajectory of her life to where she actually ended up staying, where she was only supposed to go for, like, I think, like, 2 weeks. She ended up staying there for, like, 6 months and doing a bunch of different things and, of course, left that guy. But I was thinking, like, if I had heard more stories like this when I was younger, because for me, a lot of it was you go to school, you graduate high school, you go to college, you graduate college, and then you start your career. I didn't really hear lots of stories of women, like, traveling and living independently and doing all these different experiences. And so I feel like when you share your story, you're not only proof, but your permission. Your permission.
That's good.
To be able to do things differently.
Yeah.
Or to pursue different interests. I feel like there's this prescribed way of doing this. I think we talked about this in the last episode. Was the last episode about them getting married versus not and then having children? Was that the last episode?
Yeah. It was so long ago.
I forgot. Really, I did. But I feel like you give us permission. We give other people permission. We give people permission. Glenn and I give y'all permission to not have it all figured out in marriage. We give you permission to grow together and to choose to love the different versions of each other as you experience them. We give you permission not to be perfect, I hope. Like, our marriage isn't perfect. We still be going through stuff. But we choose each other daily or most days. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I feel like most our stories, they are not only proof, but they are permission. And so it would do a disservice to society as a whole to keep it to yourself.
Yeah. But here's the thing. You're going to have to stand on that. You have to stand on that belief, because is it worth the risk?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that only you can figure out. I remember, like, sometimes if I'm in a situation where it's like, okay, I want to tell the truth in this situation, but I don't want to lose the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so how can I do that? How can I tell the truth but not lose the relationship? Well, I can have a conversation, right? I'm going to have a conversation with this person and let them know, hey, I'm probably going to tell this story, but first I want to let you know how I feel. You know what I mean? And this happened not too long ago when I sat down with someone and I wanted to tell them something after we had put something on a podcast. And I was like, oh, I have to tell this person this. You know what I'm saying? So then from there, that's how it goes. Now, sometimes you're kind of like, you got to assess the situation. It's kind of like, all right, I want to tell my story because I feel like this is something that people really get tripped up over often, right? Now, the relationship that I'm could potentially lose, I'm not losing much.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But also, I may burn a bridge, right, that I want to build.
Mm-hmm.
So is that worth it? So you got to think about all the potential losses before you just say, hey, to hell with it. You know what I mean?
And I also think it's something to keep in mind that your story isn't for everyone. I think so with social media these days, everyone has a platform, right? Like whether you have 7 million followers or you have 7 followers, you have a platform. You have a space where you can share your story. And I think you need to understand your why behind why you're sharing your story and who you're sharing your story with. Because some people will be like, oh, I'm going to go share my story. And I think this guy is particularly talking about content creation. And so it's like, you can share your story and you may not be getting tens of thousands or millions of views, but you're getting views and your story is impacting others. I think sometimes with my podcast, Yvette Unplugged, I'm like, nobody's listening. But at the same time, when I did resume recording episodes this month, it was like, oh my goodness, I've missed you. Like your voice matters. Like we really enjoy you in this space. And so, I don't know. I just think it's really important to be mindful of why you're sharing your story and who is your intended audience. And also like you can't take responsibility for who your story resonates with, or I guess you can take responsibility, but like, that shouldn't be your main concern, if that means anything. At least, go ahead.
And here's the thing too, like a lot of times we spend our time honoring people who have hurt us instead of honoring ourselves or our children. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like we honor the manipulation, we honor the abuse, we honor the, you know, whatever, just under the guise of acceptance and not in loyalty or whatever. But like, I think it's important. She looks like she's about to pee or something. Our dog is here. Or she's looking for the ball. Nah, she's looking for the ball, I think. Go lay down. 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 Sit. Thank you. Stay. Good girl. Stay. So, like, I would love to see us, right, just continue to prove what we believe, right? If we think fatherhood is valuable, if we think motherhood is valuable, if we think relationships matter, if we think marriage is important, like, I'm going to be straight up with y'all, and this is going to hurt. Christians do a terrible job of making marriages valuable. We show up, the way we treat our spouses, terrible. The way we talk about our spouses, terrible. And we wonder why people are like, I'm not getting married. We don't honor the relationships well, right? Even parenthood, we make it look bad. And then we get upset when people don't want to, oh, this is the right way. You know what I'm saying? Like, we do a bad job of that. And the reason why I say we do a bad job of it is because I believe, especially people in the church, like, we could be the most creative people ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have a biblical perspective and you live it out and you film that perspective and show other people, hey, this is how I'm practically living out what I believe, that's valuable, right? Not to say it's exploiting or whatever, but that is valuable because we don't have to read it in a book anymore when we have cameras on our phones, in our pockets, right? Mm-hmm. It's valuable for people to know, oh, this is how I could think about it. This is how I don't want to think about it. This is what I actually believe. You're proving that. And so most of us, all we want to do is hide our light under a lampshade, under a stone. We don't want nobody to look at us because we don't want people to see us fail. We want everybody to accept us. And I'm like, I care too much about the ones coming after me. And that's like little brother, little sister stuff. When you come, if you've ever been a youth leader in any situation, you know what these kids are dealing with. You know what I mean? Like these underprivileged like situations, you know what's happening at home. And you may have been one of these kids. So the fact that you would hide your light, it's almost disrespectful to me. You know what I'm saying? And if you're going to hide, move out of the way and be quiet because you don't know what you're talking about. You're not willing to do nothing.
move. It's so irritating to me how many people want to cast judgment for, you know, people sharing their lives. Meanwhile, people are really struggling to get basic stuff done. They don't even know how to argue or have a conversation without arguing or disagree. You know, there's times Yvette and I disagree and we got to like calibrate. Like, wait a minute. Why did you say that? What does that mean? Is this how we're making decisions now? You know what I'm saying? Like, these are conversations we have, but people don't even know how to do that. They just go, you disrespected me. Well, what does it mean to disrespect you? I just don't like how you treated me. You think I'm a this. Nah, I don't think that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so many different things. And that's the culture we grow up. Some of us grow up in. And that's what we experience. And then we step into that. And then people are kind of like, just get married. Well, that's not what God would do. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to do that, man. Somebody just emailed me just now talking about the situation they grew up in and how like much she loved seeing us because it gives her hope or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And she kept blaming herself and her family because she didn't have parents like us.
Mm.
And I was just like, you can't even blame yourself, but you have a great perspective and now you can move forward and make decisions differently because you know what you don't want.
Mm.
You know? And so your light, your story, oh man. Especially if you're some type of filmmaker or creative, it's valuable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's valuable. And I'm not saying you got to monetize it. I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying anything. But I'm just saying one is valuable. And two, you don't know who's on the other side of that situation whose life can literally change just by hearing your story. Lily, all done.
Yeah. That's good, babe.
Yeah.
Hopefully that encourages someone out there. How married are you?
Man. How married am I? I'm so married. What have I done? I haven't been making you any. Oh, I made you breakfast the other day. And you didn't even care. I made you some breakfast the other day.
Thank you.
I've been making her. I don't eat until 12. And I've been making breakfast on Saturday mornings for the whole house. Bacon, the good eggs, sometimes sausage, pancakes, waffles.
Yeah, babe.
And I don't eat until 12. And so I got to look at all that, inhale it all, smell it.
Inhale it?
Inhale it with smelling.
Uh-huh.
And then eat some dry chicken breast. I'm trying to drop 30, y'all.
And you've lost weight.
I've lost weight. I lost about 10 pounds.
That's something to celebrate.
That is something to celebrate. So, hallelujah. How married are you?
I'm so married that the other day we were headed to church and I noticed you hadn't showered and done all the things. So I was like, hey, let me take over breakfast while you go do that so we can be still late.
That's right.
We were still late, yeah, but we got there.
And that's just how married we are.